Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
When you are speaking a lie, you are being controlled by the devil. Does this mean that God hates you? No. Does it mean that God's going to punish you or reject you? No, He operates in your life by grace. But who in the world wants to submit yourself to the devil? He only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. You need to speak the truth. When somebody comes up and says, so how do you like my outfit? And you hate it. You know what? You ought to tell them the truth. Now, there's a tactful way to do that. And I may not be the best example. But you know what? If you come up to me and say, well, what do you think of this hairdo? And if I hate it, I'm gonna say something. I'll say like, man, I can't believe you spent hours fixing your hair that way. Mine looks that way when I wake up. I'm not going to go out of my way to insult the person, but I'm saying, you know what? You just need to speak the truth in love. Some people don't like that, but you know, I like it. I like it when people come to me, and if they don't like me, they tell me. I like that. I really do, because I can relate to you, and I can trust you. And if you've got something wrong, you're going to come tell me about it. But people that sit there in disguise and hide themselves, you know what? It's not a godly trait. It's not a godly trait. You need to be honest and open. So who is a liar in verse 22? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is an antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Boy, that is one powerful scripture right here. And there's a number of other verses. John chapter 5, there's some verses that go right along with this. Matter of fact, keep your finger here because I'm coming back. But look in John chapter 5. This is the same apostle writing. And in John chapter 5, he said in verse 23, well, let me back up, read verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Boy, those are powerful words. And the words here, if you look this up in the Greek, when it says you honor the Son even as you honor the Father, that means identical. It's exactly as. Not in a similar way, but to a lesser degree. It's stressing that in an identical, exact way that you honor the Father, you have to honor the Son. And if you aren't honoring the Son exactly as the Father, if you aren't making Him equal to the Father, then you aren't honoring the Father. And if you put this back together with 1 John chapter 2, then it says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist. Verse 23, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let me just be some salt and light here and make some statements based on these verses that we just read. We have people today that are going out and proclaiming themselves to be Jehovah's Witness, and they're standing here saying that they are the mouthpiece of God, and they are denying that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm not against those people. Somebody may think, well, boy, now you're just targeting people and you're preaching hate. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you that that's not the truth. It's a spirit of Antichrist. They are anti-Christ. They are against Christ. A Jehovah's Witness preaches that Jesus is nothing but Michael the Archangel. Is an exalted angel is what Jehovah's Witness preaches. They will not preach that Jesus is God. They will even use the term Son of God, but they define it in a way that we are all sons of God. And they do not believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm going to be pressed for time here today, so I'm just going to say some things, and I won't have time to establish this as much as I want to, so you need to study these things out on your own. But the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ is an absolute, unnegotiable truth that you have to believe and you cannot compromise on it to any degree. If Jesus was only a man, or if you believe like the Jehovah's Witness that he was Michael the Archangel incarnate, or if you believe like the Mormons that Jesus was a man from another planet who lived so holy that he was exalted to the status of Godhood, and that all of us can become gods and go populate and rule over other worlds, if you decrease Jesus in any measure and make him anything less than the one true absolute God come in the flesh, that is a spirit of Antichrist. And it's wrong. And if you don't honor Jesus as you honor God the Father, then you do not have God the Father. And if you do honor Jesus and put him up to that level, then you have also God the Father, is what these verses are saying. This is non-negotiable. And you could also from this go into other scriptures talking about that, in Luke 1:26, that the angel appeared unto a virgin named Mary. There are some translations, some of the modern translations, that will present Mary as a young maiden or a damsel, but they don't present her as a virgin. They've taken that out of the context. I tell you, that's a pivotal point that you can't compromise on. This is something that is absolutely a necessity. Because if Jesus was only a man, his life is only worth one other man's life. He could only substitute his life for one other person. But if Jesus was God manifest in the flesh, which he was, then his life is worth more than all of the rest of humanity put together. Jesus was not just a man. He was God manifest in the flesh. It says that in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Let me just read this to you. 1 Timothy chapter 3. And verse 16, it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up unto glory." There is no doubt that this is talking about Jesus, and it just calls him God, was manifest in the flesh. Jesus is God. When he was here on this earth in his physical body, that was God walking upon the earth. And there's no way around that. John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then I believe it's verse 14 that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's very obvious that this is talking about Jesus and it calls him God. Over in Hebrews chapter 1, I'm going to be back in 1 John, but just giving you some of these scriptures that make it very clear that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. Hebrews chapter 1 in verse 6, it says, he's quoting an Old Testament scripture and he's contrasting that Jesus is greater than an angel. And the angels were powerful messengers of God. And every time that somebody transgressed what an angel said, they were punished and God judged them for it. And so if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, then how shall we escape if we neglect the Son of God? That's the conclusion that's in chapter 2. But he's quoting from Old Testament scriptures to show that Jesus is not just an angel. He supersedes an angel. And in verse 7 he says, "And the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." This is God speaking to the Messiah, to the Christ, and he said, God said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." God the Father called Jesus God, is what this is talking about. This is the reason that this is used, is to show that Jesus is God in the flesh. And so the Apostle John is saying, anybody who denies this truth, anybody who preaches that Jesus was only some kind of a spiritual manifestation or an angel or anything else, they are a spirit of Antichrist, and if you aren't honoring Jesus properly, then you aren't honoring God. If you don't have relationship with Jesus, you don't have relationship with God. This is non-negotiable. This is a foundation. This is what qualifies things as a cult. people lots of times will say people are a cult if they disagree with them. There are people who will sit there and say, you know, who don't believe that God does miracles today and that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues and miracles are passed away. And they are, that you will find evangelicals and fundamentalists who will call Pentecostal, Spirit-filled, whatever people, cults. But it doesn't wash, because a cult is any person who denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what defines a cult. If you are denying the deity of the Lord Jesus, then that puts you as a cult and a spirit of Antichrist. And you know what? It says that there are many Antichrists gone out into the world. Look at this over in 1 John chapter 4 in verse 3. Or let's read verse 2. It says, "Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereby you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." So here's another reference to the spirit of Antichrist. Over in 2 John chapter 1. And in verse 7 it says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an antichrist. You know, let me just break it down and say it this way. That the conflict that you see in the world today, and you're going to have to let the Holy Spirit show this to you, because I don't have the words to say this. I've been meditating on this for years and praying that God had helped me to say this, and I still can't figure out how to get this across. I can feel it in my heart, but I haven't figured out how to say it. So you're going to have to depend on the Holy Spirit to help you get this. But it's not liberal versus conservative. It's not all of these other labels that we put on things. You know what really is going on? There is a spirit of Antichrist, a demonic spirit that is in this world, and it is against Christ. It is against the gospel. For instance, you know, I'm not going to mention names. If you get upset over this and say, "Well, you're talking against a certain political party," you're the one that put the name on it. I'm just telling you what happens. But did you know there is one political party that is basically anti-Christ? It's against everything that the gospel stands for. And they are very critical of Christians, and yet, at their convention, they will always have somebody pray. They aren't anti-religion. They embrace religion. Religion is actually a tool of the devil.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because our helpline is closed due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to our website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.